曾经的地产三雄
The former real estate tycoons
一个比一个惨
One after another, it's getting worse
先是万科的王石被造谣说被抓闹上了热搜
First, Wang Qi from Vank was rumored to be arrested and became a hot search
随后
Subsequently
恒大案开庭
Hangder case goes to court
许家印认罪悔罪
Liu Jiayin admits guilt and repents.
王健林这边也不好过。
Wang Jiayin's side is also not good.
被永辉告了，仲裁。
Accused of arbitration by Yang Yui.
结果出来了。
The results are out.
得赔38.6亿。
Lose 38.6 billion.
限期20天。
Deadline is 20 days.
前面两位今天就不聊了。
Let's not talk about the first two today.
今天咱们就来聊聊永辉和万达这场38亿的追债大戏到底是怎么回事。
Today, let's talk about the 380 million yuan debt collection drama between Yan Hui and Wander.
先说个结论。
Let me start with a conclusion.
追债的永辉可能比欠债的王健林还惨。
The debt-ridden Evergrande may be in a worse situation than the debt-ridden Wang Jianlin.
而且更扎心的是
What's even more painful is
这38个亿仲裁书
This 38 billion yuan arbitration award
大概率是一张废纸
It's probably just a piece of trash.
时间回到2018年
Time went back to 2018.
不知道大家是否记得，那会儿新零售概念火得一塌糊涂。
I don't know if you remember those days when the concept of new retail was very popular.
阿里投了大润发。
Alibaba invested in Walmart.
腾讯投了永辉。
Tencent invested in Forever 21.
所有人都觉得线下零售都值得被互联网再做一遍。
Everyone believes that offline retail needs to be reinvented by the internet.
永辉当年意气风发，门店遍布全国，营收即将突破千亿。
In the past, Yan Hui had a thriving business with stores all over the country and revenue approaching a billion.
而且有腾讯撑腰。
And with Tencent backing.
他大手一挥。
He waved his hand.
花了35亿
Spent 35 billion
买了万达商管 1.4% 的股权
Bought 1.4% of Wonder Commercial Management's shares
当年永辉还以为抱上了大腿
Back then, Yan Hui thought they had a big connection
结果发现竹篮打水一场空
The results show that the bamboo basket was empty after one wash
为啥呢
Why?
这就要回到王健林当年画的饼了。
This brings us back to Wang Jianlin's original plan.
2014年
2014,
万达上市港股出师不利 ,IPO 第一天就破发了。
Adar Real Estate's Hong Kong IPO failed on the first day, and the stock price immediately fell below the IPO price.
此后股价一直没起来。
After that, the stock price didn't rise.
市盈率不到七倍。
P/E ratio is less than 7 times.
而同时期的 A 股地产板块
And at the same time, the A-share real estate sector.
市盈率高达30多倍。
A price-earnings ratio of over 30 times.
王健林哪受过这种委屈？
What kind of grievance did Wang Jianlin experience?
他表示无法忍受。
He said he couldn't stand it.
于是计划从港股私有化退市。
Therefore, the plan is to privatize and delist from the Hong Kong stock market.
这里给大家科普一下。
Here, I'll explain some things to you.
私有化就是上市公司从交易所退市。
Going private means that a publicly listed company delists from the stock exchange.
通常呀，需要用远高于股价的价格。
Usually, you need to use a price that is significantly higher than the stock price.
从股民手里把这些股票给买回来。
Buy these stocks back from the shareholders.
万达当时在港股股价一度跌到了31块钱左右。
At the time, Wonder's stock price in the Hong Kong stock market had fallen to around 31 yuan.
但给到股民的私有化价格是52.8块港币。
However, the privatization price offered to shareholders was HK$52.8.
那股民一听啊
，That Nan heard it.
啊，肯定是举双手。
Definitely.
欢迎。
Welcome.
于是私有化这个事儿啊就很顺利地完成了。
So, the privatization went very smoothly.
但是老王呢不想自己出钱私有化。
However, Lao Wang doesn't want to privately own it himself.
于是拉来中国平安。
So, I brought in China Ping An.
中铁等财团。
China Railway, etc. consortiums.
让他们出了近340亿港元。
Let them pay around 300-400 million Hong Kong dollars.
赎回了所有的港股。
I have redeemed all the Hong Kong stocks.
老王承诺。
Old Wang promised.
两年内一定在 A 股上市。
Within 2 years, it must be listed on the A share market.
到时候估值一定会翻几番。
The valuation will definitely increase several times.
兄弟们都可以跟着吃肉。
Brothers, you can all eat meat.
2016年。
2016.
王健林几乎没自己掏钱。
Wang Jianlin almost didn't pay himself.
就成功从港股退市转战 A 股。
Successfully transition from exiting the Hong Kong stock market to entering the A-share market.
但想法美好。
But the idea is good.
现实却很骨感。
This is a very realistic and sobering observation.
万达在港股退市后不久就遇到一系列阻力。
Shortly after Wonder went public in Hong Kong, it encountered a series of obstacles.
具体的大家可以查查。
Specifically, you can check it out.
反正眼看两年之约要到了，上不了市。
Well, with the 2-year contract coming up, I can't sell it.
王健林急了。
Wang Jianlin is anxious.
因为这些股东里啊，有隐秘的江湖大佬。
Because these shareholders have some hidden big bosses in the underworld.
有俯瞰人间的神仙。
There are stocks that can be viewed from above.
还有一同打天下的手足，这笔账啊。
There's also the matter of having a unified front to conquer the world.
王健林不能赖。
Wang Jianlin cannot evade.
更不敢赖。
No more excuses.
好在老王朋友多，江湖上都认他是好大哥。
Fortunately, Lao Wang has many friends in the underworld, and everyone respects him as a big brother.
于是呢
，So，
在2018年1月
，In January 2018，
腾讯
，Tencent，
苏宁
，Suning，
京东、融创四家公司站了出来。
Judy, Rongcheng, and 4 other companies have reached an agreement.
联手掏了340个亿，接盘了这些投资人的股份。
Together, they acquired and paid for the shares of these investors for around 340 million.
并签下了新的对赌协议。
And signed a new credit agreement.
不但把上市日期延期到了2023年。
Not only did it postpone the listing date to 2023,
而且上市地点也不再局限于 A 股。
Moreover, the location of the IPO is no longer limited to the A-share market.
重新上港股
Re-enter the Hong Kong market.
也可以，算是给足了老王面子。
This is also a way to give old Wang the face.
2018年末
Late 2018.
永辉也投了。
Yahoo also participated.
按道理说，看到万达上市之路屡屡受挫。
In theory, seeing Wonder's path to IPO repeatedly thwarted.
永辉不该下注的。
This is a bad investment.
他到底在赌什么呢？
What is he betting on?
永辉自己当时公告的原话是，为了战略拓展优质物业。
In the original announcement made by Yonghui, the purpose was to strategically expand high-quality properties.
也就是说，看中了万达广场的优质入口。
That is, they have identified the high-quality entrance to Wonder Plaza.
但我觉得主要是另一个心态。
But I think it's mainly another mindset.
当时万达的估值已经降了。
At that time, Wonder's valuation had already fallen.
同样 1.4% 的股份比年初降了75亿元。
The same 1.4% stake has fallen by 7.5 billion yuan compared to the beginning of the year.
再说了。
Furthermore,
对赌协议承诺2023年之前上市。
The agreement stipulates that the company will be listed before 2023.
只要能上市。
As long as it can be launched.
自己就亏不了。后面的事儿我们也都知道了。
We know that if we don't make a mistake now, we won't have to worry about it later.
万达这条大船终究没靠岸。
The Wonder Ship has finally run aground.
眼看上市没戏。
It seems like the IPO will not happen.
2023年底。
End of 2023.
永辉把手里的万达股全卖掉了。
Forever buys out Wonder's shares.
卖给一家。
Sell to one.
叫大连御锦的公司，价格 45.3 亿，本金35亿。
The price of the company, Dalian Yijing, is 45.3 billion yuan with 35 billion in capital.
五年时间账面浮盈十个亿。
5 years balance sheet profit is 10 billion.
从数字看
From the numbers,
是一笔漂亮的退出。
This is a beautiful exit.
可问题是，对方初期给了9亿后，
The problem is that the other party initially gave 90 million.
就再也没钱付尾款了。
I just don't have the money to pay the down payment anymore.
永辉等了一年。
Forever waited.
忍不了了。
I can't stand it anymore.
2024年10月。
October 2024.
永辉申请仲裁。
Forever apply for arbitration.
把大连御景和王健林一起告了。
Report both Daily Nijing and Wang Jianlin.
为什么告王健林
？Why sue Wang Jianlin?
因为他在这次交易里签了担保协议。
Because he signed a guarantee agreement in this transaction.
2026年4月。
April 2026.
仲裁结果出来。
The arbitration results have come out.
永辉赢了。
Forever win.
大连御景要赔 38.6 亿。
Dalian's police department will pay 386 million.
王健林承担连带责任。
Wang Jianlin assumes joint and several liability.
永辉自己都快撑不住了。
The company is on the verge of collapse.
这才是最扎心的地方。
This is the most heartbreaking place.
2021年到2024年
From 2021 to 2024,
永辉累计亏损超过95亿。
Evergrande's cumulative losses exceed 95 billion.
巅峰时期
Peak period,
一年也就赚不到
Less than 10,000 yuan a year.
20亿，相当于把过去六七年赚的钱全亏了。
20 billion is equivalent to losing all the money earned in the past 6 or 7 years.
回去还倒贴，资产负债率一度飙到 89%。
The company's debt to asset ratio rose to 89% once again.
100块钱的家
，100 yuan house，
89块是借来的。 这38亿对永辉来说是救命钱。
For Yang Hui, 380 million is a life-saving sum, and 89 is borrowed from someone.
拿到这笔钱
，Get this money.
永辉的资产负债表能好看吗
？Here is the balance sheet of Yang Hui.
不少，说不定还能从 ICU 里抢救出来。
Maybe we can still save him from ICU.
问题是
，The problem is.
王健林也没钱。
Wang Jianlin doesn't have money.
万达的核心资产，质押的质押。
The core assets of Wonder are pledged.
冻结的冻结。
Frozen, frozen.
出售的出售。
Sale.
就算去强制执行。
Even if it's forced.
王健林前面已经排了一长串债。
Wang Jianlin has already racked up a long list of debts.
全人轮不轮得到永辉都是个问号。
Whether or not Yang Hui is the rightful owner of the property is still a question.
所以有人说，永辉追万达这三十八亿。
So someone said that Yang Hui acquired Wonder for 38 billion.
就像两个快淹死的人。
Like two people who are about to drown.
一个手里攥着另一个打的欠条。
A man holding a promissory note in his hand.
在水里拼命喊你还钱。
I'm screaming at you in the water.
问题是，你俩都快沉底了。
The problem is that you two are both sinking.
这张欠条有什么用呢？
What is the use of this promissory note?